Wilson. Wilson 6'3 and a senior. Easton Miller. Miller also a senior at 6'2. Aiden Smith. He's a 6'8 junior. Tyson Manns. Manns 6'1 and a senior. And Sam Clements. Clements also a senior at 6'1. That's a starting five for Coach Aaron Pryor. For the Fall City Tigers, Coach Patrick Miller will go with Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster just a freshman at 5'9. Caden Dunkus. Dunkus a 6-foot senior. Kiefer Adams. Adams a junior at 6-foot. Alex McKim. McKim a 5'10 senior. And Gannon Ogden completes the starting five for Coach Miller. He is a 6'1" senior. Those are the starting lineups for our boys varsity contest about set to get underway here. I was talking with some of the fans from and some friends from Elmwood Murdoch that I have here, and they tell me that the team at Elmwood Murdoch has been bitten by a stomach bug. A lot of the players came down ill on Sunday night going into Monday, and they were out for a couple of days. They don't think, they said it wasn't COVID. They were tested for that, but some type of a stomach bug or a food poisoning bug, something made nearly half of the team come down ill for the last few days, and they may not be completely at full strength. In fact, they were short enough on numbers that they shortened the boys JV game to just two quarters tonight here. They only had two quarters for that rather than playing the full four-quarter JV game. A little bit of pregame pageantry taking place here. We still need to have the introduction of starting lineups, so we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with the opening tip-off after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Fall City High School. We've got one change already from the starters we were given. We were told Sam Clements would be a starter. He is not in the starting lineup. Abram Jones starting in his place. Jones, a 6'2 junior, out on the floor getting the start tonight for Elmwood Murdoch. Once again, the Knights at 0-4, the Tigers at 0-3. As we're about to get underway, my name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. We invite you to settle in. Tonight's broadcast presented free online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. Our officials, Gary Pinson Company, ready to get underway. They step into the center circle, ready to jump it up. Caden Dunkus will jump it up against 6'8" Aiden Smith. Wonder who's going to win that tip. And tip controlled Elmwood Murdoch down quickly tonight. The shot is up and a whistle. The ball is blocked out of bounds. Putting the shot up was Easton Miller on the right side baseline. His shot blocked away by Gannon Ogden and knocked out of bounds. Elmwood Murdoch will have it. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Tyson Manns to toss it in. Gets it to Smith. Smith tries to go up with the shot. He's fouled immediately. And at the free throw line, Smith will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Caden Dunkus. On Dunkus, his first personal team foul number one of the quarter. Aiden Smith, the 6'8 junior, at the line here, shooting two free throws for the Knights. Smith takes aim. The first shot is up and good. Nothing but nylon on that one. Dad sitting right beside me here with a smile when that one goes down. We watched his dad play a little basketball at Peru State a couple of days ago. Aiden Smith's second free throw is on the way. This one rims in and out of there. It doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Caden Dunkus. Dunkus will bring the basketball up court himself into the corner right side to Ogden. Ogden top of the key. Feeds it up to McKim. McKim around to the horn on the left wing. Paxton Armbruster can't get there. Ogden from the top of the key. Long three. It was in and out of there. It doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Schmidt. Outlet pass in a hurry. Up court with the basketball. On the left side goes Easton Miller inside the paint. Mans to the right side. Here's a three that's up and good. And nailing the three from the right corner is Riley Wilson. Wilson with the first basket from the field. And it's 4-0. Elman Murdoch on top. In the corner, Ogden. Ogden's pass comes up to Kiefer Adams. Adams' free throw line, fall away shot is up, in and out of there. And again, Schmidt high in the air, takes a rebound away from everybody. Down court, this is Tyson Mans with the basketball. Driving baseline right side. Tried to hook it back into Schmidt. The ball stolen away nicely by Kiefer Adams. Adams down court, gives to Gannon Ogden. Ogden, a 6'1 senior. He's inside to Kiefer Adams. Ball stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Down court. Easton Miller feeds it underneath. There's a shot that's up and won't go for Tyson Mans. But a whistle and a foul. We may have Mans at the line here. Foul's going to be called on Kiefer Adams. That's his first personal. Team foul number 2 on the Tigers. And at the free throw line for Elmwood Murdoch will be Tyson Mans. Mans had 14 points in the game I worked the other night against Auburn. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up, rolls off the right side of the rim and won't drop. He'll get another attempt. Mans, a 6'1 senior point guard. One of the things I noticed about Mans when he left the game during the Auburn contest, he's kind of the spark plug that runs this offense. Second shot is up and good. Mans hits 1 out of 2. He has a single point, and that puts Elmwood Murdoch up now 5-0. 6:40 to play in the first quarter here at Fall City. Tigers come on the attack offensively. Kiefer Adams in the corner. Adams feeds it inside. They back to the corner. Back to Adams from the right elbow. Long three. Got it. Kiefer Adams with the three from out on the right wing. Makes it 5-3. The lead by 2 here for Elmwood Murdoch. Into forecourt. Tyson Mans to set the offense. Flips it to the left side. This is Riley Wilson with the ball. Inside to Mans. Lob pass inside. Schmidt. They go up to block. Schmidt shot away. Nice job defensively to get up and block the big man's shot there. Going up was Alex McKim and got a hand on that one somehow. Now McKim with the basketball on the right wing to Kiefer Adams in the corner. Adams works the baseline, can't get to the basket, has the ball knocked loose, grabbing it up inside, loose ball, turn shot, up off the glass and good by Caden Dunkus. Dunkus got it down. We're tied at 5 with 5:43 to go here in the first quarter. Setting the offense is Tyson Mans. Mans pulls up for three, top of the key. Off the rim, no. A battle for the loose rebound. And coming out of there with it is Adams. Good job of getting that to that ball by Josh Brown. Fast break, Adams puts it to the corner. I think we may have a foul called on the baseline. This is going to be an offensive foul. Foul's going to be called on Alex McKim. McKim picks up his first personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. Into the ball game, Jacoby Bangert checks in. Bangert into the lineup now for the Tigers, and he'll be on the floor. 5:26 to go, first quarter, all tied up at 5 apiece. Up court comes Tyson Mans on the dribble. Mans at the top of the circle between the rings to the right elbow. Easton Miller into the corner baseline right side. Brady Marsh in the lineup. Back to Miller across court to the far side. Riley Wilson. Inside is Mans. Mans dribbles down to the corner on the left side of the basket. Skip pass across court. Driving back to Mans in the corner on the left side. They put it inside the paint to Schmidt. Now Mans comes in. Hands off to Schmidt. Schmidt under the glass goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. And at the free throw line will be Aiden Schmidt. He'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is charged to when they post it on the board. Have to wait until they put it up. The foul is going to be on Alex McKim. That's McKim's second personal. At the free throw line, Aiden Schmidt. Shot is up. This is just short. He's now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Has 1 point in the ballgame. Into the game for Fall City, Josh Brown into the lineup. Brown checks in, replacing Alex McKim. Aiden Schmidt ready for his second of 2 free throws. The 6'8 junior takes aim. The shot is up. Nothing but nylon again. Right down the middle. Schmidt now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, has 2 points. There's a long three from the right side that's off the rim, put up by Fall City. That was Jacoby Bangert that launched that three, couldn't get it. Quickly comes Mans down court, little floater off the glass, up and good. Nice job by Tyson Mans to get that little floater off the glass to go. He's got 3 points, and it's 8-5. The lead is 3 now for Elmwood Murdoch with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. Tigers trying to get something going offensively with the basketball is Jacoby Bangert. Bangert, lob pass inside, Kiefer Adams. Adams moves to the hoop, between defenders, fall away shot up and good. Nice job by Kiefer Adams. He's got 5 points. Back to a one-point ball game, 8-7, as we near the four-minute mark here in the first quarter. Manns with a pass to the right side to Easton Miller. Across court pass, Riley Wilson. Back to Manns. Now Miller on the right side of the paint. Feeds it into Smith in traffic. I believe he'll be fouled under there. They tried to get the ball to Aiden Smith. They were swatting at him. Knocked the ball away. Foul is going to be called on Caden Dunkus. On Dunkus, his second personal. Team foul number 5. And with the fifth foul of the period, that will put Aiden Smith to the line shooting 2 shots. You know, you do something the same way for 50 years, and all of a sudden they change it on you. I still have to get used to this going to the line and shooting, too. Free throw is up and good. Aiden Smith making the most of the new rules here. 5 fouls with 3:57 to go. This could result in some more free throws here. Smith's now made 3 out of 5. This shot is on the way up, and it is good also. He's made 4 out of 6. Even I can figure out that 66% from the free throw line. With 3:57 to go in the first quarter, 10-7. The lead is 3 for Elmwood Murdoch. Here come the Tigers down court with the ball to set it up. Josh Brown lobs the ball inside to Dunkus. Dunkus tries to move to the hoop into the Kiefer Adams in the corner. Adams tried to move forward, pulls up for a fall-away jump shot that's up and off, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. It goes off the fingertips under there, I believe, of Brody Marsh, the freshman. So it'll stay with the Tigers. Fall City will trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Inbounding the pass, Caden Dunkus to toss it in. Dunkus running out of time on the 5 count. Going to have to hurry. Gets it into Kiefer Adams in the corner. Adams feeds it inside. Turnaround shot up and good by Caden Dunkus. Dunkus has 4 points. It's a one-point ball game, 10-9, with 3:27 to go here in the first quarter at Fall City. We've got a competitive game here. Couple of winless teams, both looking for their first win of the season with the dribble. Tyson Manns backs in. He's triple-teamed in the paint, flips it back out to Easton Miller. Now Miller tries to drive, and the ball gets away, knocked away from Miller. Touch last by the Tigers. It'll belong to Elmwood Murdoch. Knights will toss it in on the baseline, just under the left side of their own basket. Inbounding the pass, Tyson Manns to toss it in. Manns feeds it in, shot is up, doesn't go. Rebound tries for a follow shot, doesn't go. And the shot blocked away nicely by Josh Brown on the defensive end. Here comes Kiefer Adams pushing it down court offensively. A 3 from the left corner that hits the back of the rim and doesn't go. And there with the rebound to pull it down is Riley Wilson. Wilson to the right side on the baseline, pulls up with a jumper from 5 feet in and out of there. Adams with the rebound for the Tigers. Elmwood Murdoch kind of cold on the shots under the basket. They've missed some bunnies under there. They're up by 1, 10-9. Tigers could retake the lead here, or take the lead if they're able to get it. Here's Adams with a fall-away shot that's in and out, won't go. And the rebound to Abram Jones. Down court with the dribble is Riley Wilson. Gives to Tyson Manns, back to Wilson. Flips it to Manns. Manns dribbling into traffic, pulls up off the glass. Offensive foul is going to be called on Tyson Manns. On Tyson, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Elmwood Murdoch. Timeout on the floor with 2:15 to play in the first period. 10-9, Elmwood Murdoch up by 1. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Falls City High School. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10-9 our score. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Fall City Tiger Boys. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer at the KPNC Studios. Tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is over at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart. where the Irish are hosting the Lewiston Tigers. The Irish girls got a big win, I believe 59-12, the final in that one. Boys should be underway right now. That's going on over on Sunny 101.3. Reminder that all of our games can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC from the drop-down box for tonight's broadcast. Here come the Tigers down court. Caden Dunkus with the dribble. Feeds the ball down into the corner on the baseline right side. The Jacoby Banger in the paint. Kiefer Adams. Jump shot up and good for Kiefer Adams. Adams now with 7 points. And the Tigers, with their first lead of the ball game, Fall City up 11-10. Riley Wilson puts it in the paint. Oh, they tried to get it to Smith. The ball was tipped away. Somebody got a hand on it, tipped it away, and Kiefer Adams comes up with the loose basketball. Now Caden Dunkus. Oh, he's going to throw it to Adams. He has to chase it down and save it from going out of bounds. Kiefer Adams works to the right side of the free throw lane. A cross-court pass comes to the near side. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Dunkus at the free throw line, back into the corner right side. There's a long three that's short off the rim, put up by Jacoby Bangert. Rebound to Elmwood Murdoch. Here come the Knights. Tyson Manns. Manns on the baseline, right side. Gets knocked to the floor, falls down. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Tigers. See who this one's going to go on. Foul is going to be on Paxton Armbruster. On Armbruster, his first personal. We're past the five team fouls. That's six, actually. So at the free throw line, shooting two shots, Tyson Manns. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 3 points. First one is up and good, so now he's two out of three from the line. Fall City has not shot any free throws at this point. That was the ninth free throw attempt of the quarter for Elmwood Murdoch. There's a second shot for Tyson Manns. It's up and good also. Manns now three out of four from the line, has 5 points in the ballgame. A minute 14 to go in the first quarter. 12-11, Elmwood Murdoch back up by one in what has become a seesaw contest here. Kiefer Adams with the basketball for the Tigers. Man-to-man defense by Elmwood Murdoch. Adams goes across court to Jacoby Bangert. Back to Bangert it comes. Caden Dunkus with the ball. Now Paxton Armbruster dribbles into the baseline, kicks it out into the corner for an open look three that's up and off, no good. By Alex McKim. McKim couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw line, jump shot. Manns up and good. Tyson Manns dropped that one down. He's got 7 points now in the ballgame, and it's 14-11. The lead is three for Elmwood Murdoch with 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Trying to drive the baseline on the right side was Caden Dunkus. A whistle on a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Tyson Manns. On Manns, his second personal. Manns got in foul trouble last week against Auburn and had to set out part of the second half. Only two team fouls, but Tyson Manns has got them both. 14-11, Elmwood Murdoch on top. Inbound the pass to Kiefer Adams. Adams, here's out from the three from the right side. Up and off, no good by Josh Brown. Rebound is loose on the floor. Fall City comes up with it. In the corner, McKim turns it to back up to Caden Dunkus, and he'll reset the offense with 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Kiefer Adams' right elbow, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. This is Josh Brown at the free throw line. Again goes to Adams. Adams pulls up for the long three that's off the back of the iron. Rebound to Smith. Smith tries to put up a shot that won't go, and after one quarter, Elmwood Murdoch leads it 14-11. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's a first quarter score from over at Sacred Heart. The Lewiston Tigers are leading the Sacred Heart Irish boys 11-8 after one quarter. Lewiston up 11-8 over Sacred Heart after one quarter. That game being heard over on Sunny 101.3 being played in the Rowe Activity Center. That raised a few eyebrows among my Elman Murdoch friends seated all around me here. 8 minutes up on the clock, a fresh 8 minutes. We're ready to move into second quarter action. 14-11 our score after one period. Elmwood Murdoch on top. Fall City will have the basketball. Caden Dunkus to the left side with it to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster, a cross-court pass, gives it up to Josh Brown to the corner right side. Dunkus for a long three that's off the rim, chasing it down Kiefer Adams, but he can't get to it. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll turn the ball over to the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch. Knights to inbound it. Tossing it in will be Easton Miller into Tyson Manns, and Manns will bring it up the court. Across the division line into forecourt, he's picked up by Kiefer Adams. Man-to-man defense by Fall City. Manns works against Adams, flips it out to the left side to Riley Wilson. Wilson holds the ball for a moment. Now Manns comes and takes it from him and dribbles back out between the rings to the top of the circle. Smith sets a pick for him. Manns flips it underneath. There's Aiden Smith. Shot is up and good. Oh, great job getting the ball into the big guy. You have to feel that if they can get the ball into Aiden Smith at 6'8", it's going to be very difficult for Fall City to defend that big guy under the basket. 16-11. The lead is 5 now for Elmwood Murdoch. Inside the paint to the left side, the pass comes. Here's a three from the left wing that's in and out of there. That one launched by Ellis McKim. McKim couldn't get it to fall as it bounced and rimmed in and out. Popped out of there on him. Manns feeds it to the corner left side. A three that's off. Schmidt is there with the rebound. Aiden Schmidt with a follow shot up and good. Got it down, and I believe he's going to be fouled. Aiden Schmidt got it to fall and drew the foul. Schmidt now with 8 points in the ball game. He'll be at the line here for the and one. That foul is going to be on Josh Brown. On Brown, his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Aiden Schmidt, the 6'8 junior, free throw is up and good. Schmidt has now made 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, has 9 points in the ball game. 6:37 to go in the first half. It's 19-11. This is the biggest lead by either team here. Elmwood Murdoch up by 8. Tigers need a basket this trip down badly. Handling the ball, Josh Brown feeds it underneath in traffic. McKim can't get a look. Kiefer Adams from the corner for 3. It won't go, and the rebound taken down by Riley Wilson. Wilson down court quickly for the Knights with the ball. He picks up his dribble across court to Tyson Manns. Manns inside the paint, penetrates, bounce pass. Oh, nice pass to Schmidt. Schmidt put it down. Now, I'll give Schmidt credit. Aiden Schmidt got it down, but he took that one dribble that you hate to see when he catches the ball, but he put it up. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:58 to go in the second quarter. 21-11, Elmwood Murdoch up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we have another scoring update for you from the Rowe Activity Center. At the half, the Lewiston Tigers and the Sacred Heart Irish boys are tied at halftime, 16-16. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on Sunny 101.3. Here, with 5:56 to go in the second quarter, a 10-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch, 21-11. The Knights lead it. Fall City has the basketball. We go back to live action. At the top of the key, this is Paxton Armbruster. Oh, Armbruster tried to feed it into the corner to Gannon Ogden. Ogden didn't see it coming. It went through his fingertips, and the ball gets way out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover to give it back again to Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights led Fall City here after one quarter by just 3, 14-11, but now they've extended that to 21-11 in the first 2.5 minutes of this second period. With the ball, Easton Miller feeds it inside. There's Manns with a nice move to the basket. Boy, that was sweet. Tyson Manns just went down the avenue between defenders. He's got 9 points now in the ball game, and it's 23-11. The lead is 12. Tigers need a basket this trip down. They don't want to fall behind any further. Kiefer Adams tries to back it in. He got double-teamed. There's a three from the right corner that's up and off, no good. Coming down with the rebound was Abram Jones. A jump ball is called in there to tie him up was Alex McKim. Looked like he had the rebound clearly there, but McKim did a good job of getting in and tying him up. On the alternating possession, the basketball belongs to Elmwood Murdoch. Down court with it, this is Tyson Manns. There's a pass stolen away. Fast break the other way, driving layup. Blocked nicely. Good job defensively by Tyson Manns. Fast break the other way. Thought we had a collision there. Here's a three from the left elbow that's in and out. No good. The ball is tipped around. And coming down with the rebound is Alex McKim. McKim gets the outlet pass out into forecourt to Kiefer Adams, who comes to Caden Dunkus with the ball. Dunkus feeds baseline left side. McKim deep in the corner. Can't get the shot. Back between the rings. Top of the circle. Dunkus handles the ball. Now here's Ogden. He picked up his dribble. He has to come to the right corner with it to Dunkus again. Fall away shot in the corner. Baseline right side up and good by Kiefer Adams. Adams has 9 points. Back to a 10-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch, 23-13. Tyson Manns, the point guard, the spark plug of the offense, comes down to set it up for Elmwood Murdoch. Right side, Abram Jones. They put it into traffic across court. Oh, that pass was tall. They tried to get it across to the far side, and Manns' pass was just too tall and goes out of bounds. Back into the lineup now. Here's Brody Marsh, a 6-foot freshman. Marsh checks into the game for the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch. Knights up 23-13 with 3:56 to go here in the first half. For the Tigers, it's Paxton Armbruster on the dribble. Armbruster gives the ball off to Alex McKim, a cross-court pass. Caden Dunkus underneath. Dunkus shot is up and got it. I don't know how Caden Dunkus got that shot up there, but he shot it over Aiden Smith. Smith had a hand up in front of him, had to put a mortar shot straight up in the air and then dropped it through. Makes it an 8-point ball game now, 23-15. Fall City trailing here with 3:25 to go in the first half. Riley Wilson passes to the corner left side. Brady Marsh back up to the near side. This is Miller, tried to penetrate. Manns has it, goes to Miller, ball stolen away with the steal, fast break. Alex McKim got it blocked away. McKim was going in for the layup, blocked nicely by Riley Wilson. That was some great defense there by Riley Wilson to get down court. He really had to hustle to deny Alex McKim the easy lay-in on the far end. Ball was swatted out of bounds by Riley Wilson. It'll stay with the Tigers. Inbound the pass, top of the key. Buckman or Armbruster with it. Paxton Armbruster to the left side. Baseline driving. McKim up and good. Alex McKim with his first 2 points on a baseline drive from the left base. Back to within six are the Tigers, 23-17. So 6-point Elmwood Murdoch lead. Manns to the corner, right side, bounce pass in, looking to Smith. The ball tipped away from him. Reaching in was Josh Brown to knock that ball away. It'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. Knights will throw it in on their own baseline, under the basket to the right side. Inbounding the pass, Tyson Manns. Lobs it in to Smith. Smith under the basket, shot is up and good. They make that look awful easy on that inbound pass. Smith now, we'll add him up here in a minute, I think 13 points. Timeout on the floor, 2:41 to go first half, 25-17. Elmwood Murdoch up. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 41 seconds to play here in the first half at Fall City High School, 25-17. Elmwood Murdoch with the 8-point advantage over the Fall City Tigers. When play is resumed, Fall City will have the basketball. They'll play it in against full-court pressure. Inbound the ball to Josh Brown. Brown hands it back up to Caden Dunkus, who crosses the timeline to set the offense. Dunkus on the right side to Paxton Armbruster. Paxton Armbruster, top of the key. Caden Dunkus dribbling in, baseline, jump shot up, no. Try for tip in. McKim can't get it. Rebound pulled away and cleared out by Easton Miller. Miller brings the ball up court, gets it to Tyson Manns. Here comes Manns to the baseline left side. A whistle collision. Tigers go flying to the floor here. Let's see who this one's going to go on. Foul's going to be called on Fall City's Paxton Armbruster. On Armbruster, his second personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Fall City Tigers. Knights to inbound it. Into the corner, open look. Baseline right side for three. Shot is up, off, doesn't go. Rebound, kicked inside. Here's a shot in the paint that's up and good by Easton Miller. That's Miller's first 2 points of the ball game. Back to a 10-point lead now for Elmwood Murdoch, 27-17 with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Now the Tigers set their offense, working against a man-to-man defense from the Knights. Handling the ball is Kiefer Adams. Ball is dribbled away. It's going to go out of bounds off the foot of Elmwood Murdoch. It'll stay with the Tigers. A minute 43 to go in the first half, 27-17. Again, the lead is 10. Repeating that halftime score over at Sacred Heart, the Lewiston Tigers and the Sacred Heart Irish. The boys' game tied at the half, 16 apiece. Here we've got a minute 40 to go in the first half with a 10-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. The Tigers would like to score this trip down, obviously. Armbruster to the right side, Caden Dunkus. Around it comes to Armbruster, Paxton Armbruster, the freshman, got into traffic. Comes back to Gannon Ogden with the pass. Ogden guarded by their big man out here, Aiden Schmidt, on him. Ball tipped away, nearly stolen. Getting it back is Josh Brown. Here's a long three from the right side that's off the back of the iron. That put up by Caden Dunkus doesn't go. And with a minute 9 to play in the first half, a 10-point lead down court come the Knights with the basketball. Clayton Fletcher is in the lineup now. Fletcher in there for Elmwood Murdoch. They give the ball up to Riley Wilson. Down to Manns. Manns in traffic. Reverse lay-in up and good. That was a nice move to the basket by Tyson Manns, the senior. He's in double figures now with 11 points with 44 seconds to go in the first half. At the top of the circle, handling the ball is Gannon Ogden. Ogden just holds it for a minute. Now flips it back to Paxton Armbruster, the freshman. Armbruster works the dribble to the left side. Ogden, 12-foot jumper. It rims in and out of there. The ball just won't drop for the Tigers tonight. Ogden gives chase on Tyson Manns as Manns brings the ball up the court with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Manns flips it out to the left wing to Riley Wilson. Back it comes to Manns. They'll play for one shot here. 12 seconds, 11 seconds. Now Wilson looks to the clock with 8 seconds. They want to get it back to Manns. I think they want Manns probably to take the final shot. Almost has it dribbled away. Puts up a shot. He'll be fouled. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster's third personal, team foul number 3. And with 6/10 of a second on the clock, at the free throw line will be Tyson Manns. He's made 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Has 11 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. So he's now hit 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe. He'll have another shot coming. Again, just 6/10 of a second showing on the clock now. Jacoby Bangert checks back in. Tyson Manns ready for his second attempt. Shot is on the way up, and this one is good also. Got them both. They'll inbound it. The buzzer will sound. Half-court shot not going to happen. And at the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights are leading the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch 31 and Fall City 17. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the first half scoring. Our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Electrical problems? Call 456-28. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits. all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our drills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of guests in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245 4486 Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back to Falls City High School, where it's halftime. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights leading the Falls City boys. Our halftime score 31-17. Elmwood Murdoch on top. This halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, as we said, they lead at 31-17. They have two players in double figures, Aiden Smith with 13 points. Tyson Manns also has 13. Riley Wilson added three, and Easton Miller with two for their total of 31. From the free throw line, listen to this. Elmwood Murdoch has made 10 out of 13 from the line. 10 of 13 from the charity stripe. Now, that's significant when I give you the Falls City numbers. Numbers for Falls City, Kiefer Adams leads away. He has 9 points at the half. Caden Dunkus with 6. Alex McKim with 2 for their total of 17 from the charity stripe. Well, the Tigers did not shoot a free throw. They were 0-for-0 compared to 10 of 13 for Elmwood Murdoch, and that's a big swing there from the charity stripe in this 14-point ball game. It's halftime, 31-17, Elmwood Murdoch on top in this halftime scoring recap, once again presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. You're listening to Falls City Tigers Basketball on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Fall City. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature of 29 degrees and winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots of sun, high of 48, with winds from the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, clear, a low temperature of 28 degrees and light southeast winds. Thursday, partly sunny, with a high temperature of 51. That's about 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Look for southeasterly winds once again at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, cloudy, with a high temperature near 50 degrees. Saturday, lots of sunshine, a little bit cooler, but still above average, with a high around 44, and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, sunshine, and temperatures warming back up again, with a high of 49. Monday looks sunny, with a high temperature around 50 degrees. That's your latest weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 34.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back inside Fall City High School, where it's halftime. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights leading the Fall City Tiger Boys 31-17. That's our halftime score. In the girls' game played earlier this evening, Elmwood Murdoch with the win over Fall City. The final in that one was 45-28. 45-28, Elmwood Murdoch with the win. In the games being played over at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart, in the girls' contest, Sacred Heart with the win over Lewiston. The final in that one was 51-12 in the girls' contest, Sacred Heart with the win. But get this, at the half in the boys' game between Lewiston and Sacred Heart, they are tied at 16 apiece. John Nixon's got a dandy going over there on Sunny 101.3. Just about ready to move to third quarter action here. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Once again, Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation, tonight's game being presented by our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You're invited to see them for part sales and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. All right, it'll be Fall City's basketball. We move to third quarter action. Inbound the pass to Caden Dunkus, down to Keeper Adams on the left side. Adams with the basketball inside. Ogden in the paint. Turnaround, two-pointer, up and good. Gannon Ogden with his first 2 points of the ball game, and that pulls the Tigers back to within 12. They are within striking distance here, just underway in this third quarter. Elman Murdoch sets their offense. Tyson Manns with the pass to the right side. Riley Wilson. Wilson tries to dribble inside. Wanted to put it into Smith. Ball's going to be stolen away. Nice job by Gannon Ogden to tip it away. Quickly down court at the other direction come the Tigers to the right side. McKim had an open look, decided not to take it. Flips it to the corner left side. Penetrating in. Armbruster kicks it to the corner. Back up top to Armbruster it comes. He'll just flip the ball over to Caden Dunkus. Dunkus goes inside with it again. Down deep in the corner, holding the basketball. That's Caden Dunkus. In the paint, moving against Schmidt. No place there for Gannon Ogden to go. Schmidt had him taken off in the baseline. Here's a little driving fall-away shot off the glass, up and good by Alex McKim. McKim has 4 points in the ball game, and it's a 10-point ball game, 31-21. Tigers getting the first 4 points of this third quarter. They go inside to Schmidt. Shot is up. That one wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Follow shot puts it up. He'll be fouled. And that'll put Aiden Schmidt back to the line. Now, the bad news there for Fall City is Schmidt has made 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 13 points. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots once again. That foul. Here's the first shot. It's up and good. That foul is on Alex McKim, his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. So Schmidt hits the first one. He's got 14 points now in the ball game. He's got another shot coming. Aiden Schmidt. Second free throw's up. It's good also. He got them both. Schmidt hits a pair. He's got 15 points in the ball game now. And it's back to a 12-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch, 33-21. With the ball, Gannon Ogden. Ogden, they give it up top. McKim whips it to the corner, left side. Dunkus in traffic, kicks it to the corner to Armbruster. He had an open look, fall away shot, Armbruster up and good. Paxton Armbruster with his first 2 points. Back to a 10-point basketball game, 33-23. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Going down the avenue, a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Tyson Manns tried to go down the lane. Caden Dunkus reached in on him, and Dunkus will be called for his third personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter. There's a long three from the corner on the left side, up by Easton Miller. Doesn't go, but the rebound comes right back down to Elmwood Murdoch. Manns feeds it up top. Easton Miller, driving floater, got it. Easton Miller went down the lane and laid it in. He's got 4 points. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:51 to go in the third quarter. 35-23, Elmwood Murdoch up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's a scoring update from Sacred Heart. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish now are leading Lewiston 34-27. Sacred Heart over Lewiston after three quarters over at the Rowe Activity Center. Here with 5:47 to go in the third quarter, it's 35-23. Elmwood Murdoch up by 12. Fall City has the basketball back to live action. Baseline right side. They try to feed it inside the paint. Ball's going to be stolen away by Tyson Manns. He comes up with the basketball. Manns into forecourt. Quickly to Riley Wilson on the corner left side. Now baseline right side trying to drive toward the hoop. Nothing there. It goes back to Manns. He works the right wing, inside the paint at the free throw line. Open look in the corner, Riley Wilson dribbles in, takes it up off the glass, no whistle. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Kiefer Adams pushes it into forecourt quickly. In the corner, inside Paxton Armbruster, tried a little underhanded shot, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have a foul called on Abram Jones. On Jones, his first personal, that's only the third foul of the ball game that's been called on Elmwood Murdoch. At the free throw line, Paxton Armbruster. He has 2 points in the game so far tonight. He's a 5'9 freshman. Shooting 2 shots, and now wait a minute. sure what just took place here. They're saying one shot. All right, Paxton Armbruster will be shooting one. Shot is up, short off the front of the rim. Apparently that wasn't a shooting foul, or he'd have been shooting two. A lane violation is what they had going. All right, here we go at the free throw line. They kick into the corner, right side. Long three is up off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. With the basketball, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus gets the outlet pass. Down quickly to the left elbow to Kiefer Adams. Adams gets a pick set by Dunkus. Pulls up at the top of the key for the long three. Got it. Kiefer Adams has 12 points in the ball game. He just nailed the three. And it's back to a nine-point ball game, 35-26 with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. Into the corner, they lob it down deep on the baseline left side. Again, an open look in the corner by Abram Jones. Doesn't want to take it. Comes around to the right side. Underneath, they give it to Smith, and that he makes that look easy when they get it into him. Aiden Smith lays it in. Smith now with 17 points in the ball game, 37-26. The lead is back to 11. Work in the corner, right side, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus guarded by Smith. Somehow got the shot up there, couldn't get it. A battle for the rebound, got his own rebound. Follow shot, doesn't go. He'll fall to the floor and a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Elwood Murdoch. The foul is going to be on Aiden Smith. On Smith, his first personal, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus will be shooting two shots for the Tigers. Caden Dunkus, 6 points so far, all from the field. Free throw is up and good. Ball City has only shot two free throws tonight. They've made one out of two. Dunkus will have a second attempt coming here. Into the lineup for Elmwood Murdoch, Brody Marsh back onto the floor. Marsh, 6 foot freshman, checking in. Caden Dunkus, ready to take his second shot from the charity stripe. It's up, and this one is off the back of the iron and rims out. Smith comes up with the rebound. This pass is deflected away and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. Knights will have the basketball. Riley Wilson will inbound it against full court pressure from Fall City. Wilson to toss it into the corner left side. It comes right back to Wilson. He's double teamed. Gets it down court quickly. Tyson Manns all the way for a driving layup. Did not get it, but a whistle and a foul. And Tyson Manns will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Gannon Ogden. On Ogden, his first personal, team foul number three of the quarter on the Fall City Tigers. At the line, Tyson Manns. He's made 5 out of 6 so far tonight. This free throw is up and good. He's now 6 out of 7 from the line. And he has 14 points in the ball game tonight for Elmwood Murdoch. He had 14 points against Auburn last week in the game that I did. This shot is up and good also. Make that 15 points on the night now for Tyson Manns. And the score is back to 39-27. Lead is 12 for Elmwood Murdoch. This is Gannon Ogden with the basketball in the corner. Put it up to Armbruster. It comes back to Ogden. Now he gets it to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster backs in. Turnaround shot blocked nicely. Ball's going to go out of bounds. On the block there was Clayton Fletcher. A freshman playing on a freshman. Fletcher blocked the shot from Armbruster. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Armbruster to inbound it in the corner. Lobs it into the left side. In the paint, moving to the hoop. A little floater that's up in and out of there and won't go. Try for follow shot. Put back. It won't go. Caden Dunkus had two shots in the paint. Couldn't get either to fall. Here's a driving layup at the other end. That won't go. Put up by Brody Marsh. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Josh Brown into forecourt, across to the left side. Armbruster had an open look, fed it into the corner, deep baseline left side. That's Ellis McKim with the basketball. Again to the top of the key, Armbruster handles it. Armbruster looking for somewhere to go with the ball, finds Ellis McKim. McKim kicks it to the left side to Dunkus. Dribbling into the paint, moving to the hoop, trying to power it up. Nice defense there by Aiden Smith at 6'8". You're not going to shoot the ball over top of him very often. Gannon Ogden tried the jump shot. Smith just reached up and swatted that one away. Easton Miller back into the lineup for the Knights. Miller checks in. He will replace Brody Marsh with 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. There's a lob pass into traffic and a whistle and a foul. Now, this one could go either way. I'll be anxious to see. Foul is going to be on Easton Miller. Miller picks up his first, team foul number three of the quarter, with 2:41 to play here in the third period. Armbruster to inbound it. Brings it up top to Caden Duncan. Skip pass across to the left side. Gannon Ogden. Ogden feeds down into the left to McKim. Now inside the paint, trying to penetrate. Fall away jump shot is up and doesn't go. Here's a battle for the rebound. Schmidt ends up coming up with it. Aiden Schmidt outlet pass down court to Riley Wilson. Oh, they tried a fast break. The ball went out of bounds. Touch last by Elmwood Murdoch. Fall City will get the ball. Coach Aaron Pryor feels that that was touched by the Tigers down there. Now checking in for the Tigers. Back onto the floor comes Kiefer Adams. Adams will check in. Setting out to take a breather is Alex McKim. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-27. Timeout taken Fall City. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
There's another final score for you in girls basketball. Nebraska City Lourdes 53, Pawnee City 16. 53-16, Lourdes over Pawnee City. Our thanks to R.J. Hickey for that scoring update. R.J. keeps us abreast of the Pawnee City scores throughout the season, and we certainly appreciate his help for us here on KTNC and Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock girls beat Diller Odell tonight, 58-27. 58-27 was the final in that one. All right, back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. Oh, the pass went to the left side. Paxton Armbruster had two players standing out of the left wing. They stood and looked at one another and watched the ball go right between them. Each of them thought the other was going to catch the basketball. The turnover back to Elmwood Murdoch. Tyson Manns gets it across the timeline to Fletcher. Fletcher back to Easton Miller with the ball. Now Clayton Fletcher, just a freshman. He handles it again to Tyson Manns. Minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. Again, a 12-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch, 39-27. Manns in traffic, underhanded scoop shot, no, got his own rebound, then it's taken away. Pushing it the other way comes Armbruster. Here comes the freshman with the ball, dribbling in. Oh, he fed it into the paint, nice pass. Found Gannon Ogden for the easy two, give the assist to Armbruster. Ogden with the basket in the paint, it's back to a 10-point ball game, 39-29. Tigers trying to stay within striking distance here, still a minute 18 to play in the third period. Here at Fall City High School, Easton Miller lobs it inside. There's the big guy, Schmidt. Fall away shot. Nope, couldn't get it. Had a nice look inside the paint. It just wouldn't drop for him that time, and the lead remains 10. Fall City with a chance to cut the lead to single digits. Paxton Armbruster feeds it into traffic to Caden Dunkus in the paint. Dunkus sets a pick. Armbruster flips it to the corner, baseline left side. Again, moving toward the basket at the free throw line, holding up for a minute is Gannon Ogden. Ogden, the big man, is backed out onto the right wing. Players flying on the floor down underneath the basket. A big collision. No whistle there. Here's a little turnaround shot off the glass. Won't drop for Caden Dunkus. Schmidt's there for the rebound. Down court with the ball comes Tyson Manns again. 27 seconds to go. I would expect Elmwood Murdoch to play for one here. Manns flips it to the right side. Gets the ball into the hands of Easton Miller. 15 seconds to go. Aiden Schmidt holds it between the rings at the top of the circle. Schmidt just kind of playing with Gannon Ogden there a little bit. Kind of fake hitting him in the face with the basketball. On the left side in traffic. Spin move. Shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Manns follow shot up. It won't go. There's a whistle. And at the end of three quarters, Elmwood Murdoch leads it 33-29 over Fall City. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, 8 minutes to go here at Falls City High School. After three quarters, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights leading the Falls City Tigers by 10, 39-29. That's our third quarter score. Latest report that we have from over at the Rowe Activity Center now is that the Sacred Heart Irish, after three quarters, were leading Lewiston 34-27. That's in boys basketball. We're still awaiting a final on that one. We move back to live action here at Falls City High School. The basketball belongs to Elmwood Murdoch as they set it up. This is Riley Wilson to the left side to Tyson Manns with the pass. Again, finds Wilson. A cross-court pass inside Smith. Shot was blocked away. Smith was going up with a shot. They blocked him from behind. Getting the block was Josh Brown, and that's no easy task. Ball saved from going out of bounds, but touched last by Elmwood Murdoch. Falls City will maintain possession of the basketball. Tigers will inbound it in forecourt on the far side. Caden Dunkus to toss it in. They set the offense. Dunkus on the dribble. Dunkus feeds it inside to the right wing to Kiefer Adams. Adams in traffic. Fall away shot is up and off, no good. Chasing down the ball, Manns. Oh, a nice move behind the back dribble by Manns to get away from the defender. Tyson Manns brings it into forecourt. He's inside the paint. Wanted to take it in, has it knocked out of his hands. Grabbed up by his teammate, Easton Miller. Miller gives it back to Manns. And now a blocking foul is going to be called on Gannon Ogden. On Ogden, that is his second personal. First team foul of the quarter. Here in the opening seconds of this third quarter, first team foul of the quarter on Falls City. Tigers have made one out of three free throws thus far in the ball game, 14 of 17 for Elmwood Murdoch. Dribbling into the paint, driving, laying up, Manns can't get it. Rebound Falls City. Dunkus brings it down on the fast break. Dunkus takes it all the way for the layup, can't get it. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. Elmwood Murdoch touched it last. It'll stay with the Tigers. To inbound, it'll be Paxton Armbruster, the freshman. 5'9 freshman Armbruster will inbound it under the basket on the left side of his own backboard. Lobs it into the corner, down deep base on the left side. Now they get it into Gannon Ogden, driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Kiefer Adams. Adams has got 14 points now in the ball game, and it's an 8-point contest. Tigers are inching ever closer here. 39-31, a lot of time left. 6:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Easton Miller. Pass comes to the near side to Abram Jones. Jones goes up to Riley Wilson with it. There's Wilson on the right side. Has the ball knocked away and stolen. Coming up with the steal, Caden Dunkus. Dunkus down court. Wants to set the offense. Long three. Dunkus, who rimmed it in and out of there. Aiden Smith high in the air. The 6'8" postman goes up and pulls down the defensive board. Big defensive rebound there for Elmwood Murdoch. That one falls, and all of a sudden, we'd have had a 5-point ball game. Now it's back to stays at 8. With the ball is Riley Wilson. Wilson feeds it to Manns. Manns goes up with a shot. Follow shot. Put back. Up and good by Aiden Smith. I've got Smith with 19 points now. Timeout on the floor with 5:54 to go in the game. 41-31. The lead is 10 for Elmwood Murdoch. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Falls City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish had a little bit of a scare tonight hosting the Lewiston Tigers. They were tied in the boys' game at halftime 16-16. We have a final now. Sacred Heart with the win. They ended up winning it big. The final, Fall City Sacred Heart 56 and the Lewiston Tigers 38. 56-38, that's your final over at the Rowe Activity Center. Sacred Heart with the win over Lewiston. That game was heard live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon had the call for you on that one. Here we have 5:54 left to play in the ball game. 41-31 your score. Tigers trailing by 10. Fall City with the basketball. Caden Dunkus on the dribble. Long down court pass. Gannon Ogden has it in the corner. Man-to-man defense. Ogden guarded down there by Aiden Smith. In the paint, shot off the glass. Kiefer Adams doesn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. I think they're going to rule this one belongs to Elmwood Murdoch. Some of the Elmwood Murdoch fans got pretty fired up here as there was a lot of contact inside on the baseline just now. Full court pressure by Fall City. They inbound the pass to Easton Miller. Miller gives it up again to Tyson Manns. Manns down court. Aiden Smith. Smith gets it across the timeline, holds it for a moment, slows things down, hands the ball to Riley Wilson. Wilson almost has it dribbled away by Gannon Ogden. Now Wilson takes it for a driving layup. Got it. Riley Wilson with an active drive off the right side. He's got 5 points as he laid it in and got the score. The lead is back to 12 now at 43-31. This is Gannon Ogden holding the basketball in the corner. Ogden with a pass up top with it. Josh Brown in the paint trying to turn around as Dunkus. Shot is up and good. Caden Dunkus has 9 points in the ballgame. Back to a 10-point lead. Full court pressure by Fall City. Trying it for the steal here. Easton Miller gets it across the timeline to Aiden Smith. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Fall City's Kiefer Adams. On Adams, that is his second personal. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Elwin Murdoch will keep the basketball. 43-33. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 4:47 to go in the ball game. A 10-point contest. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Fall City High School for the wrap-up of tonight's game here with 4:47 left to play in this fourth quarter. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. 43-33, that's our score. A 10-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Still 4:47 left to play in this one. It was 14-11 after one quarter. 31-17, Elmwood Murdoch led at halftime. A 10-point lead, 39-29 after three periods. And now that margin still remains here at 10 with 4:47 to go. Elmwood Murdoch the lead and the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Easton Miller, who gives off to Tyson Manns. Manns being guarded closely over on the far side by McKim. Around the horn to the left wing it comes. Wilson will back it out between the rings to the right side. Pass goes across court. Tyson Manns. Manns thought about the shot. Doesn't go with it. Hands to Abram Jones. Jones finds Riley Wilson. It's obvious right now that the Knights have decided to let the air out of the basketball. Here's a steal by Kiefer Adams. Adams goes one-on-one, takes it in. Wants to go up with a shot. Can get the shot off. Now does with a fall-away shot that's up and good. Kiefer Adams with the steal and the shot. He's got 16 points, and it's an 8-point ball game, 43-35 with 4:05 to go. Down court on the dribble, Riley Wilson loses it out of bounds, but it goes off the foot of one of the Tigers. Possession will be maintained by Elmwood Murdoch. 4 minutes even to go in the ball game. It's an 8-point contest. Elmwood Murdoch has led throughout the game. They're up by 8 at this point. They led by as much as 12 or 13, I believe, at one point. Now backing things out again is Tyson Manns, looking for the shot. Flips it into the corner. They come up to Aiden Smith with it. Across court pass near side. Wilson. Man-to-man defense by Fall City, pressuring man-to-man. Here's Manns pulling up at the free throw line. Nope, we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. This foul is going to be called on Paxton Armbruster. That'll be his fourth personal, team foul number three of the quarter on the Tigers. Clock is down to 3:41 to go in the game. It's 43-35. The lead is 8 for Elmwood Murdoch. And the Knights have the basketball. They inbound it to Schmidt in the corner. He brings it up onto the wing to the top of the circle. Riley Wilson between the rings. Tyson Manns backs things out. Manns, a 6'1 senior, just kind of runs this thing. Here's a whistle and a foul. This foul is going to be called on Kiefer Adams, his third personal, team foul number 4. So the next time that the Tigers foul, Elmwood Murdoch will be at the free throw line. And they've been there a lot tonight already. They've made 14 of 17 from the free throw line, compared to Fall City's 1 of 3 from that charity stripe. Here's a driving layup. Manns doesn't get it. A whistle and a foul, however. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers here. This one's going to be on Josh Brown. Brown's second personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Tyson Manns. He has made 7 out of 8 from the free throw line so far tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good. He's now 8 out of 9 from the line. Elmwood Murdoch, a perfect 5 for 5 from the line here in the second half. Tyson Manns, 6'1 senior point guard. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. Boy, what a difference free throws have made tonight at the line in this ball game. Back to a 10-point ball game, 45-35, 3:15 to go in the contest. Tigers against the man-to-man defense. Armbruster tries to penetrate in. Kiefer Adams for a long three that doesn't go. Aiden Smith's there and pulls down the defensive rebound once again. His outlet pass comes to Riley Wilson, who gives off to Tyson Manns, and Manns goes on the dribble out to the right wing. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Here's Manns driving, laying up. Didn't get it, but he's fouled. And it'll put Tyson Manns right back to the free throw line, where he'll be shooting 2 more shots. This foul is going to be on Alex McKim, his 4th personal. And at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Tyson Manns. He's 9 out of 10 from the free throw line so far tonight. Made a pair just a moment ago. This one is up and got the roll. That's one of those that hits the front of the rim, hits the back of the rim, and then finds its way down the hole. Manns now 10 out of 11 from the line. Second free throw coming up here. This shot is on the way. That one's nothing but nylon right down the middle for Tyson Manns. 2:51 to go in the ball game. Back to a 12-point lead now for Elmwood Murdoch. 47-35. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. On the attack is Josh Brown. Gives it into McKim. McKim in the paint. Can't get a look at the basket. Flips it back out to Paxton Armbruster. The freshman on the dribble. Goes to Kiefer Adams in the corner. Now Armbruster for 3. No, off the left side of the rim. A fight for the rebound. Schmidt comes out of there with it in traffic. Somehow dribbles out away from the defenders. Gets it down court. Driving layup. Shot is up off the glass. No for Manns. Try for tip in. Won't go. Rebound Caden Dunkus. 3-on-2 fast break. Dunkus behind the back. Dribble spin move in the paint. Underhanded. No. Couldn't get it. And the rebound taken away by Riley Wilson. Wilson comes dribbling out with a basketball. He will be fouled. And this foul is going to be called on Alex McKim. That is his 5th personal. Alex will foul out of the ball game. He'll leave the contest tonight and finish with 4 points in the basketball game. So Alex McKim fouls out. Checking in to replace him comes Jacoby Bangert, a freshman. 47-35, a 12-point lead with 2:08 to go here for Elmwood Murdoch. Back into the lineup for the Knights comes Abram Jones. At the free throw line will be Riley Wilson. Wilson has not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 5 points on a tray and a deuce. Riley Wilson, 6'3 senior, air shooting 2 shots for Elmwood Murdoch. First one is on the way and in and out of there. That's one that was in and wouldn't stay in. It bounced back out on him. He'll have another attempt coming. 2:08 to go in this one, 47-35. Elman Burdock with the lead. Second shot is up and good. Riley Wilson made 1 out of 2. He's got 6 points now. And here come the Tigers down court in a hurry. Caden Dunkus on the dribble. Man-to-man defense from Elmwood Murdoch. Dunkus feeds to the right side to Josh Brown. Brown flips it over to Jacoby Banger. Top of the key. Here's Armbruster for three. Off the back of the iron, couldn't get it. And the rebound is taken away by Riley Wilson. Wilson gives it up once again to Tyson Manns, who brings it up the court very casually. Pass to Riley Wilson. Wilson flips it out to Aiden Smith, the big guy handling the ball clear out near the midcourt circle. Smith dumps it in. Again to Manns. Tyson Manns. Clock down to 90 seconds to go. Whistle. Foul is going to be called, I believe, on the Tigers. Yep, foul is going to be on Caden Dunkus. That is his fourth personal. And that's going to send Tyson Manns to the free throw line. Probably not the guy you want there. He's made 11 out of 12 tonight from the free throw line. Tyson Manns shooting two shots. The first one is up and got it. 12 of 13 from the line. He's made, I think I've got him with 20 points in the ball game now. He had 13 at halftime. Most of his points have been at the free throw line. Second shot on the way for Tyson Manns. This one in and out of there. Follow shot, Smith. Follow shot, Smith. Follow shot, Smith. He got it. It took three tries, but Aiden Smith got it down. He just kept catching his own rebound and putting it up till it went in the hole. Down to a minute 15 to go in the ball game. 51-35, your score from the corner. Here's a three that's up and off, no good. That shot launched from the corner on the right side by Jacoby Bangert, and the rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. 1 minute to play in the ball game. 51-35, the lead is 16. Here's a driving layup. Shot is up and good. It was Tyson Manns. He just keeps putting in the points. Timeout taken on the floor with 55 seconds to go in the ball game. 53-35, the lead is 18 for Elmwood Murdoch. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatumo back with you here at Falls City High School. We have 55 seconds left to play in this one. Elmwood Murdoch on the way to picking up their first win of the season as they lead the Tigers right now. 53-35 our score. Timeout here was taken by Falls City. Ready to get back to action with 55 seconds to play. Don't forget, Friday night, more basketball coming up here on KTNC. John Nixon will be in Humboldt, the Sacred Heart Irish, and HTRS. I'll have Auburn at Freeman over on Sunny. That's coming up Friday night. Fall City with a basketball. Down court on the dribble comes Armbruster into the corner, right side, handling the ball. Jacoby Banger picks up his dribble, flips it to Caden Dunkus. Dunkus, fall away, two-point shot is off the back of the iron. The rebound tipped away, and coming out of there with the ball for Elmwood Murdoch is Easton Miller. Outlet pass to Aiden Smith with 34 seconds to go. Smith dribbles it across the timeline. They try to take it away from him, picks up his dribble, flips it to the near side. Comes to Brody Marsh, the freshman. Marsh handles the ball to Easton Miller. 20 seconds to play. Smith handles the ball. He's double-teamed. Smith gives it back up to Easton Miller. Miller dribbles across to the far side between two defenders. They chase after him. 12 seconds to play. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Paxton Armbruster. He just fouled out of the ball game. Paxton fouls out. He leaves the game tonight with a total of 2 points. That's his fifth personal. We're down to 9.5 seconds to go. Into the lineup now comes Carson Toll, making his first appearance tonight. Carson, a 5'11 freshman on the floor. At the free throw line, Elmwood Murdoch shooting two shots. First shot is on the way up, and this one rims off, does not go. I think that's Miller. That Easton Miller at the line? Yeah, Miller. I couldn't see his jersey number here. Missed the first one. He'll have a second shot. It's on the way. This one rims off, also doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Gannon Ogden. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Long half-court shot just for fun. Off the rim, doesn't go. And your final score tonight, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights 53 and the Falls City Tigers 35. 53-35 is your final. We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the post-game wrap-up right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trusts, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Fall City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our post-game scoring wrap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, let's take a look at the numbers from this one. The final score, 53-35. Elmwood Murdoch with the win. Individual scoring for the Knights. They were led tonight by Tyson Manns. He finished with 22 points in the ball game, including 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. Aiden Smith was right behind. He had 21 points, 6 points for Riley Wilson, and Easton Miller added 4 for their total of 53. But listen to these free throw totals. Elmwood Murdoch made 20 out of 26 from the free throw line. 20 of 26 for Elmwood Murdoch. Fall City Tigers, well, they made 1 out of 3. 20 of 26 for Elmwood Murdoch. Fall City, 1 of 3 from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Tigers. Kiefer Adams led the way tonight. He had 16 points. Caden Dunkus finished with 9. 4 points each for Alex McKim and Gannon Ogden. And Paxton Armbruster added 2 for Fall City's total of 35. Score by quarters. Elmwood Murdoch led after 1, 14 to 11. They were up 31 to 17 at halftime. Led it by 10 at the end of three quarters, 39-29, before going on to the 53-35 win tonight over the Tigers. With the loss, Fall City drops to 0-4 on the year. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights, they move their record to 1-4. This was their first win of the season. In the girls' game earlier tonight, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights with the win also there. The final in that one was 45-28 in that contest. Over at the Row Activity Center, the game's heard tonight on Sunny 101.3. In the girls' contest, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Lewiston. 51-12 was the final of that one. Sacred Heart boys, after having a bit of a scare, they were tied at halftime at 16 each. They went on to get the win over Lewiston. The final was 56-38 with that win over Lewiston. Some other scores that we had in girls basketball tonight: Lord Central Catholic defeated Pawnee City 53-16. Our thanks to R.J. Hickey for that update. And the Johnson Brock girls got a win over Diller Odell tonight. The final on that one was Johnson Brock 58 and Diller Odell 27 was that final. Want to remind you, we'll have more basketball coming up this Friday night, both here on KTNC and over on Sunny 101.3. Here on KTNC, John Nixon will travel to Humboldt with the Sacred Heart Irish as they take on HTRS. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll be on the air this Friday on Sunny 101.3 with the Auburn Bulldogs as they travel out to Adams to take on the Freeman Falcons. So that's what we've got coming up for you on Friday night. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, back at the studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this boys' game. It was Elmwood Murdoch 53, Fall City 35. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on KTNC.